You're listening to The Music Show on URN.
I'm joined in the studio today by Gabby and Josh.
Yep.
Hello.
What's up?
Very much looking forward to discussing some news. So Should we go straight into it?
Yeah, I'm going to take the first one.
Go on.
So anyone that knows, Drake released a few songs over the past week, and in one of the songs he took a shot at Kid Cudi, basically taking the mick out of his mental illness, which he came out about having. So Kid Cudi came out with the fact that he's been depressed for a while and he's gone to rehab to deal with it, and Drake kind of put that into one of his like rap disses, which a lot of the rap fans, some people were like, all fair in love and war, other people were like, nah, that's too far. And then obviously Kid Cudi got caught wind of this and found some time to get to his Twitter account while in rehab to say, at Drake, say it to face, P word, you think it's a game, I want to see you, say it to my face, I'll be out soon, promise. So yeah, that's what that happened. Drake, so Kid Cudi literally stopped rehab for a bit just to call out Drake and then went back into rehab.
But didn't he originally call out Drake and Kanye on a Twitter?
That's how it all started off.
So there was already beef.
Yeah, but like there was already beef because of Kid Cudi. So Kid Cudi lashed out at Drake and Kanye and called him a pig and stuff.
And then Kanye at one of his shows had a massive rant about him and quote unquote said, "I birthed you." to Kid Cudi. What does that even mean?
Nobody knows what it means.
It's provocative.
Get some people going.
University. This is University Radio Nottingham.
And it's got to the time where I thought we would discuss my interview with Jack Garrett. So this took place on Thursday, am I right?
No. You are correct.
Thursday, and it was about 2, and we got a mysterious call. And the phone in the studio started ringing, and I picked it up, and it just happened to be him. And so I gave him an interview. Little did I know, it would end up with him powering me off pretty horrendously when I asked him for an ident for the show, and this is how that went. Could you possibly say, I'm Jack Garrett and you're listening to The Music Show on URN?
I'm actually in the middle of a bunch of different radio shows, so I've got to jump onto another call right now, mate, but I'll see you in Nottingham soon, though.
So deep. So deep.
In the time that he fired you off, you could have said, "Hi, I'm Jack Garrett, and you're listening to the URN Music Show."
Literally, and then had space to say goodbye after that. He just went out of his way to power me off, I think. But in my opinion, it's made some better idents than... Your Josh is actually on the floor.
Oh, no, there's actually so deep.
Yeah. I thought the interview went quite well, and then I came out of it really annoyed because he just palmed me off. It was quite funny. So I had a good chat with him, talked about his tour in America and, you know, the music that he's written recently. So would you like to listen to the first part of that?
Yeah,
it's quite long, so I split it into 2 parts. So we'll hear the first part first.
Sound.
All right, let's hear it.
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Well, the other way around. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what...
Man, you call me. What's going on?
All right, cool. That's great. Well, no, you're welcome for the call. No kidding.
So, I've just seen that you've got back from America, big tour of America.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. It was amazing. It was, yeah, definitely a very long tour, but, like, really, really fun. Just a very long time. 5 weeks is a very long time. But the whole thing went so quickly. The whole thing felt like it was 2 days long. But my body is definitely telling me it was 5 weeks.
Must have been,
yeah,
like,
it was amazing.
A completely new experience, of course. As like, it's your first proper big American tour.
Well, yeah, one of the first proper, like, it's the longest tour I've ever done to date, which was crazy. But I've been very lucky enough to go and tour with some amazing people over the last couple of years in all different sizes of venues in all different parts of the world. So I'm kind of I'm getting used to the way it all works now, which is a great thing. It means I'm able to deal with it a lot better than I was, say, like 2-3 years ago.
Any standout moments in particular from the American tour?
I tell you what, I did a show out in a place called Des Moines in Iowa, and I was not sure who was going to turn up to it. And thankfully, not only did people turn up, but they were one of the best crowds that I had.
Really?
Yeah, had the whole tour. So shout out to Des Moines in Iowa.
Shout out Des Moines.
There you go.
Any particular differences between like the crowds in the US and the UK, or is it just exactly the same?
No, I mean, there's no two crowds are the same depending on anywhere you are, even if you're in the same country. Like, if I did a show, for example, if I do a show in Nottingham, compare that to doing a show in Manchester, those two crowds are completely different. Those two venues are completely different. Even if I did two shows in Nottingham at the same venue, those two nights would be totally different. Like the and that's, and I think that is actually something that a lot of artists forget, is that even if you're playing in the same country or let alone the same city, no two crowds are the same, and everyone needs to be treated differently. But especially out in America, there's obviously a lot more the differences become a lot more obvious.
Yeah, it's a lot more, so, there's a lot more energy and a lot more shouting and craziness.
Not even that. It's just a very different kind of energy and a very different kind of shouting out. Out in America, it's a lot more, the kind of heckling when you get it is a lot more constructive and like supportive. Whereas out in the UK, it's a lot more like student cultured and kind of it's like, it's never degrading or horrible.
More rowdy.
Yeah, or not necessarily rowdy, but it's just like, it's funny.
Yeah.
And usually kind of drunky, which is always a good laugh.
Hopefully there'll be some of that when you play Nottingham then. You're playing 16th of November.
Yeah.
Is it your first time playing Rock City? Because obviously quite a well-known venue location there.
Yeah, no, it's the first time I'm playing Rock City. It's one, I think, like the third, fourth time I've actually come through to Nottingham, though. I've only ever done one support show in Nottingham before, I believe. Oh, did I do one with Mumford? I can't remember. But I definitely remember, I think one of the first, I did do one with Mumford in the arena, which was amazing. But then
that is amazing.
A couple of years before that, just before Hozier blew up, I supported him at a venue I then played at about 6 months later, and I can't remember what it's called. It's one of my favourite venues in Nottingham. It's just off of the High Street, just off of the...
Could be Rescue Rooms, Bodega.
Rescue Rooms, Bodega.
That was the one.
I think it was Bodega. Is that the one that's upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah, Bodega. Great. That was amazing. I remember doing that. That's a guy. I really love that venue. But I got fond memories of Nottingham. I used to spend a lot of time there when I was a teen.
So is there anything in particular that the Nottingham crowd can look forward to? Because I'm going to be going 16th of
Good.
November, Rock City. You can give me a shout out if you like.
Good. I probably won't remember, but thanks for asking anyway. I would actually like people to arrive expecting nothing at all, because then no matter what I do, it's going to be a nice surprise.
So just expect nothing. Expect.
Yeah, exactly. But I promise I'm bringing a. No, nothing at all. No, I promise I'm bringing everything I have left to give this year with me for every show I'm doing. So it should be fun no matter what.
Yeah, you must be quite tired having been on the road quite consistently for a while now. So do you ever get sort of tired on the road? Is there a way you like to spend the time, pass the hours? Been watching Bake Off, for example.
Right. Exactly. No, not been watching Bake Off.
You've been missing a treat, can I say?
Right. Well, so I've been told. I have kind of just been spending. Especially when you're out in America, which is where I've been. Like the amount that you drive in between shows is usually upwards of 8 to 16 hours at a time. Like, that's the maximum amount of time a driver can, like, drive for with regular brakes and even, like, double drivers and stuff. So, like, sometimes you'll be doing a show somewhere and you'll, you know, obviously wake up the next day in a completely different part of the country.
Yeah.
And 8 hours would have already passed because that's how long it took to drive there. And then you've still got another 8 to 10 hours to go until the show happens. So there is a lot of waiting around. And when you tour like I do, which is kind of primarily on your own because the show I do is a solo show, that can get a bit difficult. That can be a hard thing to deal with. And as someone who has regularly had challenging battles with self-deprecation and things like that, loneliness is not my best friend. And so it's important to like make sure that when you have an opportunity, it's good to go out and explore the places that you are. Like, and what's really great is I've been around the UK enough now that I know a few places that I can go and visit. Like, I've been to enough of these cities a few times where I either have friends friends there, or I know of somewhere I can go and hang out and have a good time. Like, it's not always just sitting in the back of a cold green room on my own, wishing I was somewhere else watching Bake Off.
So let me, yeah.
I don't even watch Bake Off. Why did I bring that up again? I'm a cartoon man. I'm a Bob's Burgers man. So that's what I'd rather.
Good show.
Yeah, shout out to Bob's Burgers.
You're listening to The Music Show.
Could you possibly say, I'm Jack Garrett and you're listening to The Music Show on URN?
I'm actually in the middle of a bunch of different radio shows, but I'll see you in Nottingham soon, though.
On URN.
That was a good one. you pawed me off
so badly. He was a lovely guy, though. I do have to say, he was a really nice guy, really nice to chat to, and he's very talkative as well. So that helps with a phone interview. So we're going to hear the second part now. We've just come from the bit where he shouts out Bob's Burgers, but this is the shorter half, and we'll hear it now. So, I mean, obviously being on the road so much and playing the same album to every crowd, do you ever get bored of hearing your own songs? Because I did hear that you have a no Jack Garrett song rule whilst on tour.
Well, that's only if my crew decide to bully me by playing my own music when I'm on the bus, like, which they don't usually do. But what does sometimes happen is we'll be doing a show, and then when we've all loaded out and packed the show away and we're all on the bus again, one of the guys will be humming one of the songs from the set, or they'll be whistling it, and I'll kind of tell them to stop because I have to listen to that song every day.
It must be hard to avoid, though.
No, I mean, it's fine. Like, the thing, at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to complain about people singing my songs. Like, that's literally one of the reasons why I became a musician, was to share my music with as many people as possible. So I'm playing the same songs that I've been playing for about 3 years, but if I love them the first time and I don't love them the 1,000th time, then maybe there's something I need to look at there. Like, I'm very lucky in that the music I've written is mine. I've cared about it and taken time to write it. No one else has told me how to write it or who to write it with. Every decision creatively that I've made about my music has been mine, and I'm proud of those decisions, and I'm still proud of them today. So, which is a blessing. Like, I get to play music I enjoy, which just so happens to be mine.
So, speaking of writing music, I recently saw that Ryan Tedder from OneRepublic said that he'd like to write a song with you.
You've
said your inspirations from music are people like Stevie Wonder and Justin Timberlake. So, if you could write a song with one person, who would it be? Anyone.
That's a difficult question. One person. I mean, to be honest, I don't really know. What I would love to do more than anything is actually just sit in a room while the people I respect as songwriters write songs.
Just watch them at their work.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'd give anything to be able to travel back in time and go and see David Bowie making the Let's Dance record.
Or, yeah, imagine.
You know, go and watch Stevie Wonder writing Superstition. Like, I would give anything to be a fly on the wall in those moments. But I don't know. No, I like writing my music myself. I like collaborating with other people for other projects. But, I mean, there's a bunch of incredibly talented writers who are making great music at the moment. But, I don't know. There's a weird assumption with music that because two people are good writers, they should therefore write together. But the reason why they're good writers and the reason why people like their music is because they do it themselves, or they do it in their own way. Adding a completely new ingredient into a dish that you've made 1,000 times isn't suddenly going to make it better just because you like cumin. Like, that's not how that works. But that's just not how that works. Like, a lot of it is trial and error. But I've been lucky enough to write with some incredible people, and I hope I continue to get to do that. But for now, I'm enjoying still writing on my own.
That's great. I mean, speaking of writing new stuff, is it too early to ask about the new album?
Well, the first one's only been out for about 8-9 months or so, so we'll see in another year.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, can I just say I'm a massive fan of the first album.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see you live personally.
That's great. It's going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward to coming back to Nottingham as well.
It's going to be amazing.
Great.
All right. It's been so great to speak to you. Thanks for calling up, and I'll see you in November.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time.
So shout out to Jack Garrett, lovely guy. Thank you very much for talking to us.
But now he's playing on November 16th, by the way. Just a shout out. If there's still tickets available,
I don't think they are. They sold out so quickly.
Yeah, I got them like 6 months ago, literally.
Yeah, literally.
But you know, if you can find a ticket somewhere, I fully recommend it.
University.
I'm actually in the middle of a bunch of different radio shows, so I've got to jump on another call right now, mate. But I will. I'll see you in Nottingham soon, though.
University.
Oh God. Oh,
this is University Radio Nottingham.
Right, so we're going to move straight on to, if we can manage,
if I can compose myself,
to Josh's review of the rapper Bonkers. Is it a new album he's released?
It's a mixtape, a Randy mixtape. See, it's a weird year for rap, because I feel like a lot of artists don't feel like they're ready to release albums, so they release album quality material, but they often call it mixtapes or EPs. Even Drake called, if you're reading it too, it's... This is, if you're reading this, it's too late. He called that a mixtape, even though it was released like technically as an album. It sold like over a million, I'm guessing, like went platinum.
And that was a good album.
Yeah, and it was a good
mixtape.
Yeah, mixtape. But yeah,
good mixtape.
But yeah, this is technically a mixtape. But yeah, let me get into this review. So, all right. So Bonkers is a talented artist from South London that is part of the up and coming group, label, and movement called New Gen. After exploding onto the scene with his first single, We Run the Block, Bonkers has continued to show his versatility, lyrical ability, exceptional flow, and ridiculous level of work rate, which can be seen in the time that he challenged himself to write and record an EP in one night, which he titled Working Under Pressure, which can get on Apple Music right now, which was released this month following his September release entitled Mixtape of the Year. However, now he's got a new mixtape entitled F Fame, which is, in my opinion, the most cohesive, entertaining, and gripping project that Bonkers has ever put together. Because you can play it from track to from back to back, from the beginning to end. All the tracks are absolutely flawless, in my opinion. Whilst being close to personal friends such as Stormzy, Krypton Conan, and Young Cephalon, in terms of features, he's brought in people like Nux, Jevon, and Jay Gray, which are lesser known, but definitely add something to the project. What I love about this project is that it's very personal to Bonkers. This is a lot more reflective. So earlier in the year, he was accused of sexual assault back on his like less great days, because he has done time. He is an ex-offender. But in one of his old cases, they added on sexual assault because they claimed that he sexually assaulted someone because he matched the description of someone, and his lawyer didn't really want to defend him, but it came out that his name was clear. But the Sun caught word of that he was accused of it, and then put his name up as Bonkers sexual assault someone. So he got his name got pretty much dragged through the mud for the first few 6 months. So he talks about that on the mixtape. Also talks about how he's dealing with his newfound fame, how he has trust issues dealing with Dwells, and there's a lot of general amazing songs on this album. My favorite song on the mixtape, however, is definitely Sleeping in the Studio, which features up and coming rapper Nux, who gives the most amazing chorus and rap verse, and also Lonely, with that features Jevon using auto-tune, which I don't really like with UK rappers, but Jevon does it in such a way that's really original and really powerful. And I would have loved to play the song, but I realized that this is a speech show at 6 to 7 and you can't play swear words. But if you're a fan of rap, especially UK rap, you probably would have heard of this mixtape. If you haven't, please go and download it. And yeah,
great sounds album. Pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, so if you're a fan of that, I'd be definitely go search Bonkers, listen to some of his stuff. Would you like to sort of explain what the New Gen movement is?
So New Gen, it's a label, and it's under XL Recordings, and it's a label, but at the same time, it's a movement. So Bonkers is signed to the label, but it's independent at the same time. I think Renz is signed to the label. Young Bane might be signed to the label as well, but not everyone that's New Gen is signed to the label. So, for example, Stormzy is part of New Gen, but he's not signed to New Gen. And they've got a mixtape they're working on coming out, which got a bunch of talented rappers on it. It's got Bonkers, Renz, Avelino, Stormzy, I believe, Young Bane. Like, it's like a track list of 20 songs just featuring my favourite artists. So that's definitely for people that love UK rap, UK music in general. So I definitely check that out. I think it's coming out next month and it's available for pre-order now.